Nolte, Michael Rapaport and John Cusack rumble over Gaza hospital bombing, fucking clown, fucking fool. By John Nolte on October 18, 2023. Former actors John Cusack and Michael Rapaport blasted one another over Israel. As a great man once said, let them fight. Probably because he watches cable news, keyboard activist John Cusack not only fell for the idea that Israel targeted and bombed a hospital in Gaza. The former actor used his Twitter account to repeatedly smear the Israelis as war criminals. A reasonable interpretation of Cusack's tweets is that he was absolutely giddy over the news Israel had bombed a Gaza hospital. Suddenly, his hatred of Israel had been grandly realized. Suddenly, all his mad tweets about how evil Israel and Benjamin Netanyahu are had been grandly justified. Suddenly, his decision to give up acting to do Twitter 24/7 made perfect sense. In a single moment, the aging former actor's narcissistic life choices had meaning. Honestly, you have to look at Cusack's Twitter account for yourself. It reads like Kevin Spacey's notebooks in Say 7N, but if Kevin Spacey were Joseph Goebbels. But after the shocking news was released that the child murderers, rapists, and corpse-desecrating terrorists in Hamas were lying about the Israeli hospital strike, and after the former actor took the word of mass killers 100%, Cusack suddenly became skeptical of what was coming from Israel. It will be a great thing if it turns out Israel did not bomb the hospital. Less people will die, let people get in and check, taking the IDF word won't cut it. At this point, actor Michael Rapaport appeared to have had enough. Hey at John Cusack, do me a favor, Rapaport tweeted. And focus your voice on freeing the Israeli hostages captured by terrorists 10 days ago. And this is where Cusack lost it. All I can do is publish his Twitter response in full. Imagine a notebook filled with small print. No white space. No margins. Only madness. Bold is mine. Listen man, do you a favor? I've known you a long time, do I look like a fucking rube? Don't lecture me on morals, you're gonna lose. I'll give you the respect you didn't give me, of course I want the hostages released. I've been calling on saving Jewish and Palestinian lives, for 10 days. I've been calling for a fucking ceasefire for 10 days. Bibi is insane, and sane people can support Israel. And the 70% of Israel that wants him gone. And not the people in Israel that want to flatten the place and calls Palestinians animals and speaks in genocidal language to match the 6,000 fucking bombs dropped on Palestinians the last 10 days. 1,000 kids slaughtered, that ain't helping the hostages. Hamas is not Palestine. They are just the guys who run the prison. Oh yeah, and Hamas is who Bibi wanted in charge. See, cause he doesn't want a two-state solution, got it you fucking clown? Even before the hospital bombing, this was totally out of control. Hamas is evil, I've said that for 10 fucking days. Or however long this nightmare's been going, nothing can excuse matching Hamas war crimes with Israeli war crimes. And you know who else are hostages of Hamas and Israel? Innocent Palestinians who just want to live. Like Israelis do, half of Gaza is 15 years old. So born 2 years after last election Mike, an election from an open-air prison. Like Attica, you remember the Pacino movie, right Mike? Aren't those kids also hostages or are they just hostages that don't matter? Are they all terrorists? The president said as much. So if you want to help the hostages, in my view the entire place is held hostage. Call for Israel to stop the killing, then you can get the hostages out. How many more bombs dropped is acceptable? Hey Michael, do humanity a favor. I don't need any favors Bubba, you. Use your voice to call for a ceasefire, you know, just take a break for a day or two. To at least have a chance to the hostages out? Tell Bibi to stop the killing and get them out, not me. Here's an idea, use your focused voice to call for a ceasefire to free everyone. Including the hostages, because it sounds like you don't think all lives matter and I do. And I'm not playing a fucking game, so cut the condescending bullshit towards people who are serious about justice. Stop, don't tell me to condemn Hamas, again, or how to focus my voice, you fucking fool. I want everyone to stop killing and dying. I'll leave you with a thought, how the fuck is anyone gonna get the hostages back when whole city blocks are being leveled? And Bibi is talking genocidal insanity. While grieving. Fathers, just like grieving Israeli fathers, are picking up their children's body parts? We good? John Cusack called Michael Rapaport a fucking clown and a fucking fool. Few things make me happier than watching people who hate me fight with people who hate me. Two good things could come from this terrible war. 1. Israel is victorious over the terrorist organization Hamas, and 2. Left-wing Hollywood is torn apart now that the Israeli hatred is so out in the open. People like Rappaport are waking up to the fact that Hamas can rape, murder, massacre, desecrate, and terrorize Israel's children, teens, and elderly, and people like Cusack will still rage against Israel. John Nolte's debut novel Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, is available today. If you enjoy the book, Amazon reviews help enormously. You can read an exclusive excerpt here.